This week's episode of Podfathers is brought to you by the good folks at Sunbasket. Sunbasket, we've gotten a few of them. I know I have. Clem, you said you've liked a lot of them.
I've gotten them. They might have saved my marriage. My wife is so happy. We're not cooking family, but now we are, and it's healthy, and it's awesome.
And it's really kind of like a starter kit. Like, they give you the ability to make it just how they want to. Like, they give you step-by-step instructions, or you can do what we've done the last couple weeks and almost had, like, our own little version of Chopped with the ingredients.
Little freestyle?
Yeah, like a little freestyle. Like, we'll mix some of it together. Like, it's dope. I really love it.
I'll tell you this. If I can do it, anybody can do it. If I can cook Sunbasket, like, your kids probably could. Forget about the parents cooking. The kids could probably do it.
Like, there was one that came, and it was like a celery root or something. I was like, I've never used celery root. Let's do it. Like, I was so stoked to, like, try something new, because you get in, especially as parents, you get into the monotony of having the same three or four types of meals that are really your go-to meals. This really breaks that up, and it makes you try new stuff, and you're at home. Feels kind of like a date night. Go to sunbasket.com/podfathers, and you'll get your first three for free. Can't beat that.
Let's do it.
You spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man who doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
What's up? It's your boy KFC, and this is the Podfathers. You just heard from Clem and M and Pappy Chaps, and we're here to bring you another edition of the Podfathers. We're going to talk about some holiday stuff. We're going to get into some emails. We're going to get into TV and movies. But today we begin with something that I'm pretty excited about, because I think one of the cool things that's going to end up happening with this show, up until now we've kind of just been running through our past. Things that have happened with our kids, happened with us, happened with our families, and things that we've gone through. Now that we're getting into it, this is episode 9, 10, whatever it may be, we're going to start to see things unfold for everybody on the show here, and we're going to be talking about what is currently happening in our lives and what's going to happen in the future. And so the first step of that today, your boy KFC is officially a homeowner.
All
right. Round of applause. Yeah,
attaboy.
Yeah. Clap it up.
You broke, son. You broke.
I'm so broke. I'm so broke.
I was telling the story on KFC Radio earlier this last week. The account that I put all, we were saving all our money in, the joint account that we were, you know, putting everything in to buy the house. Before I walked out of the building from signing the papers, they had cashed all the checks. The money was gone. There was 23 cents left.
Wow.
And I was like, fuck. I said I wish it was zero, because the 23 cents was almost worse to see that number.
The people who, like, are the in charge, like the lawyers who are there when you sign the stuff, they should just play the bum 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 bum, because that's how you feel when it's all said and done. It's like, I just lost all my money.
It's like, you know, you think it's going to, and listen, don't get me wrong, it's cool. It's not. It's
cool,
just like,
I'm laughing because we're about to have another I hate Chaps moment.
Yeah, there's going to be plenty of those as we talk about real estate. Me and Clem were talking beforehand. We might just have a new segment called Fuck Chaps, where he says something obnoxious about how big his house is or how little money he has to spend, and we just go, fuck you, Chaps, and then that's it, the end of the segment.
So my home buying experience was a little bit different than yours.
Oh, I can certainly imagine.
Because we moved into a new neighborhood. It was a new build. And so the builders would have incentives, like, if you do it. And ours was, because I didn't have to pay a down payment because I had the GI or the VA loan.
Just stop right there. Fuck
when
you.
When we signed the paperwork, they handed me a check for $5,000.
Oh, my God. This is offensive.
I can't even look at him. I don't even know what to do. You got paid to buy a house?
Yeah, so whenever we got $5,000 to get the house, and then we went and bought, like, a brand new flat screen for it, a new computer, and, like, the new refrigerator came with it.
Oh, yeah, sure, just why not? Did it come with, like, a maid and like, all sorts of cool shit,
but
too?
We have one of those.
You pay, what, like, $1 a week for that?
Yeah, I think it's, like, $70 a week.
And that was our last episode with Chaps. Yes. Kevin and I will be seeing you next week alone, a two-man mother. I want to slap you right now. I love you, and I want to slap you right now.
Dude, I don't love you. I hate you now. After the past few weeks, I hate you. Now, I got to give more of a shout-out to my sugar mama, because it was mostly her doing that down payment. So she was the one who made it possible. If she hears this, she will She will hunt you down and kill you. It is.
Can you put someone else's husband in a doghouse? Because like you live in the doghouse. Like it's a two. It's a two. That's it's only one bedroom. That's all you can afford around
here. My wife's gonna get on the line with Mrs. Chaps and be like, "I need a doghouse by proxy. Can you do that for me?
I need to know." I don't think my wife will have a problem with that at all.
any chance to throw you in there? Let's do it.
Doghouses in Texas are three bedrooms. Motherfucker.
Yeah, your doghouse is nicer than my actual house. Well, yeah. So you can't relate to this. Clem, you probably can a little more. New York is just the worst. I mean, anything even remotely close to Manhattan is going to be super expensive, and you're not really getting a good bang for your buck.
Paying through the nose to be in a place that's cold half the year, traffic to get to the most important city, smelly city, all the things we've blogged about a million times about this city. It just boggles my... And then we're like... Oh, we got to get a good house here. We got to stay local.
I hate my family.
I hate my friends for keeping me here. I'm handcuffed to this place.
I know. If I had a genie, like my one wish would be like I wish all my family lived in like San Diego, and then it would just be like, well, that's where I'm going to live forever, or maybe fucking Texas, because then I'd be a millionaire. It's just like the only reason I stick around here is family, friends. It's just like all I've ever known. But it's not like I like it here.
This is why you can't watch.
There's nothing to like.
You can't watch those House Hunter shows because then it's like $200,000 and they're looking at mansions basically.
Yo,
compared to
I saw something on one of those shows. It was like $80,000 the whole thing. I was like, is that the down payment? No, the whole house was like $80,000 and it was very like livable. So it's part of the growing up process. You know, you meet a girl, you settle down, you live in a one or two bedroom apartment for a little while. And then the little one comes around, and I don't know about you guys. I tried to make that work for a minute. Actually, originally, we had a one-bedroom, and we tried to make that work, despite everyone in our family being like, there's no fucking chance you can have a kid in this tiny one-bedroom apartment. But I was like, well, it's a spacious one-bedroom. There's like a little bit of a bigger living room. We're going to be able to fit everything. She was born on the 12th of December. And we moved on like the 22nd of December because a two-bedroom opened up in the same complex. And I was like, we absolutely can't do this. It was one of those things where you look back like, what the fuck was I thinking? Because the moment I walked through the door, it's almost like a sports contract. Like before the ink is dry, you know the Mets made a bad move. And it's like, that was a terrible, why did we do that? It was a terrible move. I opened the door. I like put the bassinet down. I was like, this is not going to work at all. So we graduated to the two-bedroom. But, you know, hopefully there's more in the future for us. And it was just time to do it.
So but there's so many things that comes when you have like the new house. Because like when I was a single dude, I didn't give a shit about anything about where I lived. I could live in the worst place in the world.
Roof over your head, right?
That's all that matters. I mean, my mom came to visit me one time when I lived like just outside of Washington, D.C., and my daughter was living with her biological mom for like a 6-week period or something like that while I was going to school. And my mom was like, it's 40 degrees in your house. and she was like, why do you keep it so cold in here? I was like, I don't even know if the heat works. Like since
I haven't
Kelsey,
turned it out
since,
once.
Yeah, since Kelsey's been gone, I just don't use it. Like I'll wear some sweats, and I'm a hot nature person anyway. So I'm like, this is awesome.
Oh yeah, you throw a blanket on, some sweats on, keep the heat low, keep
money.
The bill low, you're good to go.
Yeah, what does it matter? But you can't do that when you have a kid. You actually have to turn your heat on or your AC. I did, but like
of course,
but heat no.
Hey, what a pain in the ass these kids are. Oh, I need the heat turned on. Yeah. Jesus Christ,
my feet are cold. Shut up.
Shut up. Get the blood flowing. Run around run around the table a couple times.
Get a job.
Until you then remember they might get sick. Like we talked about last episode, you're like,
and
then everyone suffers.
It's like, keep the perfect temperature. I don't care what it costs. Let's go.
We had this experience just last week. Like, if it got cold for Texas. It was in like the
75?
Yeah, it was in like the 50s at night or something like that. My wife was like, I know this is going to make you mad, but I'm going to turn the heat on while I'm in the shower. Because it was like 67 degrees in the house, and she was like, I'm gonna turn the heat on. I was like, don't do it more than 2 degrees.
Don't you
do
it. Do
not do it. Yo, and then it comes on. It's so hot, man.
Yo, I am in the middle of a temperature battle with my wife. I don't know what happened. We were all on the same page for the first like 5 years of a relationship. We went through the pregnancy and everything. We were pretty much on the same page. And now all of a sudden, I will be pouring with sweat. I'm talking about I'm literally just sitting in my own house, like sweat behind my ears. I don't know what, like it's not like I'm doing exercise. It's not like, it's just that the room is so hot and she'll come in a sweatshirt, like shivering. I'm like, no, this is not humanly possible. This place has got to be 88 degrees right now.
And then they want to bust out. I told my wife too, when I came up here this time, I was like, so help me God, if I come back and it's the fluffy comforter on the bed. Because we have like a summer one and like a winter one.
Even worse, the flannel sheets. Oh, I just sweat in them.
If flannel sheets came, I would set them on fire. Like straight up, not
happening.
I feel
like you're a flannel sheets guy. You like them, don't you?
You can see me being quiet over here in the corner like, fuck, I hope these guys are.
I saw that tweet like, yo, you know, it's a good day when wifey puts the flannel sheets on the bed or whatever it was. And
no.
I was like, what?
No.
No way.
Listen, you two combined and then some, I think, in terms of weight. And I still love those flannel sheets.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Of all guys, you think you want the light silk ones.
When you first get in, though,
it's the worst.
That's the best part. It's so nice and cozy.
See, Clem's got a point there. When you first get into the sheets that are flannel, but you can't have sex in those sheets.
Oh, my
God. You'll be hot for the rest of the...
Sex? What
is sex?
Sex?
Chaps?
Sheets and sex.
Chaps, do you still have sex? This is incredible.
I swear.
I don't mean to brag, but I've been known to partake.
I will have sex on the light sheets. I will have sex on the flannel sheets. I'll have sex on a fucking bed of nails as long as I get to have sex, okay? It doesn't matter to me.
Doesn't matter, had sex.
Exactly. The flannel sheets, Clem, you're on an island there, brother. You can have all the flannel sheets as far as I'm concerned.
I'm also on an island in this where I like it a little warmer. She likes it colder, but not because of temperatures, because she runs cold like every single girl on the goddamn planet.
Yep.
She's doing the, we can save some money, and she was having me bundling the last few years. Bundling.
I like that, though. I would always rather do like sweats, a hoodie, and a blanket and have a little chill in the air than have hot, warm air pumping into my lungs.
I think it is a science thing with women because, like, my wife will get done doing like the dishes or laundry or like she could be working in the yard, like whatever, and her fingers are ice
and they're ice
cold,
white, right? There's like no blood flowing through.
I tell her, I'm like, your fingers feel like frozen chicken fingers. Like, get those fucking things off me.
And then she wants to have sex
if
after
I
that.
If I have my shirt off, she'll come up and like put her cold ass hands on my ribs, and I'm like, get off me.
Or the cold feet under the blanket. They touch
the
cold feet.
Oh, see, my wife doesn't
get those cubes off me.
She doesn't touch me and if I try to touch her in bed, she's like, no.
That ain't happening.
She's like, you stay on your side over there.
This is tickle kind of territory for the wife,
She says that she's like, cozed up is what she's like, I'm cozed up. Don't try, because we'll watch a show and I'll like try to hold her hand or something, like try to be sweet and nice.
Fuck out of here.
She's like, I'm cozed up, dude. Like, come on, man. Like, you lost your fucking mind?
We're fucking married, dude. I need to hold your hand, watch a movie. Get out of here. So these are all the things that you got to deal with when you're living with a chick. And then the house comes. And the house, it's, unless you're chaps, super expensive. And it's just a whole new plate of responsibilities.
How about
that's the worst part.
When you first started looking and you had your budget, and then you realize nothing was even close to what you... It's like you could have this garage for your budget, basically, if we stretch it.
The realtor we ended up like going with in the beginning, we were like, this woman's a bitch because she is just so rude. And then it's because we were like asking her for Fantasyland shit, and she just wrote an email back being like, you can't afford anything at that price. Fuck you. And then we realized that we were just being idiots.
Every realtor must be like, I got these new clients. Yep. Every single client's such an asshole, I'm sure, to every realtor.
And especially, I'm sure we're like so cookie cutter. Yep. A young couple, both have jobs, living in this area, who want the fucking world for half the price. And it's like, no, man, welcome to reality.
You ever see The Sopranos? We're looking for that house for like $350,000.
Exactly.
Can you get that for us?
Right. And Chaps like, yeah, we can. That would be the guest house in Texas. But whether it's Texas, here, there, wherever, the whole responsibility thing comes in where it's like, now I have like a couple bedrooms that I've got to fill up with furniture. So there's another expense. And now I've got gutters to clean and garages to maintain and driveways to shovel. I haven't shoveled in like 10 years. I'm always just like, apartment living.
Yeah,
God,
it's
really
bad.
It
really
is. Everything I say, Chaps, is just like, nope, not me.
Mutombo just swatting us away.
Do you guys feel that there's a certain level that you have to keep up with, like, the Joneses, you know that phrase? Like,
yeah, oh yeah.
I don't. Like, my neighbors all do their
yards. I was going to say, my wife does.
Yeah,
like the women.
Yeah, my neighbors
do.
All do their yards. Like, they have all these, they're putting up mad Christmas lights. I don't give a fuck about any of that
stuff. Good for you. I want to hear that because I want to know that I'm not being a shitty dad. A shitty like homeowner, a shitty husband when I don't want to do that stuff.
But there is a point where you just have like an innate dad ability. I don't know anything about anything mechanical. Like I could probably change the oil and change a tire on a car. That's about it. Like as far as mechanics go. I put some shrimp cells down the garbage disposal one time, which was a mistake. I admit it at this point. I know it's a mistake because they don't like grind up apparently. And
who knew?
It got, you know, the little U part where underneath the plumbing where how the sink will go into like a U.
Like the pipes?
Yeah, it got,
yeah.
And it
the
all
U
got,
part. Yeah, it, we really don't know what we're talking about. Yeah. We really don't know.
It got all, tons of shrimp, like shells got stuck in there.
How many shrimp are you eating, Jack?
It was like 3 pounds.
This is what happens when you just have
and
millions of dollars in the bank because you
shoved shrimp.
I just shoved them all down there and it like clogged up and it wouldn't go. And I was like, oh, fuck. So I'm like, I'm going to try to figure this out. Like, I'm looking on YouTube, like, how to do basic plumbing. And so I take it
God
out
bless
and
YouTube.
Just, like, shrimp guts go everywhere. And my wife is like, there's not a chance in hell that you figure out how to put those pipes back together. And I was like.
And then it's a challenge,
in
right?
In my mind, I'm like, she's right. Yeah. I'm like, fuck that. I could do this. Like, I'm not stupid. And I'm like, I am really, really dumb. Like, the whole time. Like, I'm not going to be able to do this. And so I finally figure out how it goes. Like, and I get everything all cleaned up and put back together. And, like, I stepped back. I was like, did God give me that ability? Like, was that something? Because I couldn't have done this 15 years ago before I was a dad. But now I feel like I can.
I do think there's a dad gene. I do think some stuff just kicks in naturally. I don't know if it's fucking plumbing, though. I don't think that's my dad gene. I'm talking about, like, just taking care of the kid. There were things where, like, I used to be like, I'm not getting out of bed unless there's, like, a nuclear bomb going off. And now it's, like, the littlest peep of the baby crying, and you pop out of bed, and you're, like, you're good to go, and you can, you know, that kind of stuff, I feel like, kicks in. I don't think I can fix the shrimp guts in the pipe anytime soon.
It's because I can't even put together, like, it took office dude Brett, like, 4 weeks to put together a desk. Same.
Yeah.
I would just break it, and I'll be like, I'll just nail this shit to the wall, and we'll sit behind it. My wife is the one that puts together everything, because I get so frustrated
that I don't
do it.
They somehow stay calm throughout all that. I would put together a desk. If you've been following me for a while, I tweeted the chronicles of me putting together this desk, and like halfway through, I realized that I had like done something backwards, which means I had to like undo all of it. And I had a goddamn mental breakdown. Whereas I feel like the women would just be
where's
like,
the piece labeled G?
Yeah,
where's
right.
the fucking G?
Or at the very end, I'm finished and there's like 1,000 extra pieces. I'm like, this thing is definitely going to fall apart.
Yeah.
But the girls are just like, oh, well. Actually, they wouldn't even be in that problem. They'd be like, I followed the instructions. I listened to it. And so I don't have that issue, Kevin. And they just stay like so calm, cool, and collected. I'm like, fuck this desk. Fuck it.
This is my dad hack, which isn't even a dad hack. It's just a fucking marriage. Just marriage life. Just ask your wife just to come and help you, like, hold the desk. It makes it
that much easier.
Yeah, they calm you down. They're like, you know when the horse has the little dog next to it that, like, keeps the horse calm? That's like, your wife is just like, no, you did it wrong, this, and then everything works out in the end for me. But if not, I'm cursing my brain out.
So, do you guys suffer, I call it inanimate object rage. I'm a nice guy. I'm not going to yell at my kids, my wife, friends, people. But inanimate objects, they can catch these hands.
Yeah.
I go nuts. And I get it from my father, and I feel like it's kind of a guy thing where, like, I'll be, like, kicking the dishwasher and throwing things around. I go bananas at inanimate objects.
No, I don't do that. But I do get extremely angry putting anything together. Anything that requires concentration, not my thing.
Pure rage.
Yeah. Like, if you could just kind of haphazard your way through it, like, I'm good. Like, let's do that.
Yeah.
But if it requires concentration, no, man, I'm gonna flip out.
I'm gonna tap out on that.
Yeah,
I'm not a builder by any means. Just like you guys, I can't do any of that stuff. The one thing I can do, I'm good with like electronics. I set up the router. I do all that stuff. We got a new wireless router like last week. My wife is like, you are like making up new curses. I just chain curse where it's like I build and build and build all these different like four
mother
letter
bitch
words.
Titties.
And the kid's right there too. And she's a repeater now. And I'm just like, I don't care right now. I need to get this. And there's like this little red light, meaning there's no internet. And I'm just like, just that light for 3 hours straight. All I had to do was just call a number and they didn't turn it on. They didn't tell me that when I got the router.
Oh,
and it's just like, again, my wife would have just been like, what's this paper? Oh, it says
call the number.
Activate.
Yeah. Well, God bless them. That's why I think why the institution of marriage still kind of works, because you balance yourself out in that sense.
But you buy all that stuff because you have a new place to like to go into, and the whole process of getting there, you never know how much stuff you want to buy until you're buying a house. And they're like, oh, no, don't buy that. And you're like, well, God, now I kind of want a new car.
I know.
Somebody told you can't have it. I'm like, well, fuck, there's some pretty good deals going on.
As a matter of fact, I think I need it.
Yeah.
It's not even a want.
We weren't trying to keep up with the Joneses, like you said. like, we wanted to keep it with the Joneses when we wanted the house. We're like, or we want this, we want the nice driveway, we want the yard, yada, yada, yada. Then once you're in the house, you're just like, I don't care anymore. Like, I'm broke.
I'm hoping that's where I'm at, where she gets to.
Let me preface this. I'm like that. My wife is like, oh, why is the neighbor's yard doesn't have a leaf on it and ours is covered in leaves? Because they hire people to do that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, I want to keep up with the Joneses if the Joneses were like kind of like a poor family. You know, the Joneses are not doing that good. Mr. Jones maybe got laid off and Mrs. Jones, you know, that's the kind of thing I'm shooting for. My wife, it's not like a materialistic thing. I don't think it's going to be like, you know, we need the best of the best, but it's going to be like what you said, like, their lawn is clean. Like, why don't you go clean? You know, things that I can work on and do, I think, is going to be very much in my future as well.
And I know how lazy I am at this point, like, with house stuff. Like, because we were talking about, like, getting a pool for our backyard. And I was like,
oh,
we will 100%
must be nice, by the way. Yeah,
just like, we will 100% have to have a pool guy.
Oh, yeah.
I will not do it, and I am dumb, so I won't be able to figure out the water levels. Like, pH, what does that even mean? Like, is that a real thing? Because for Christmas, she wanted to get my daughter a playset. And I was like, you know good and damn well, neither one of us are going to be taking our stupid asses outside 110 degrees
right.
from basically May until October. I was like, so it's going to be like a 6-month
thing. Indoor toys.
Yeah. And she was, yeah, so we're going to set up like a little thing upstairs and do an indoor play area instead of outside. You have to know your limits because you have all these, especially when you're...
Hang on.
this is offensive. You're going down a bad road.
What
right
is
now,
offensive
Jeff.
Is that usually he knows when he's being a dick and rubbing it in. He didn't even register that he's going to put like a fucking jungle gym in his house. Like, what? Oh, you're going to have a swing set. The monkey bar is, like, in the attic? What is going on?
So the idea is a bounce house. We're going to get a bounce house for the upstairs.
I was going to jokingly say
a bounce house.
As a joke, I was about to say that. I was
it's
like,
in my
That's
Amazon cart right now with, like, the ball pit and shit.
What
like.
The fuck? How do you fit that in a house?
I'll show you.
Your bounce house is going to be the size of my house.
Yeah, that didn't go where I wanted.
And the best part was it was a sob story. Oh, we can't have it outside because it's so hot, so we're going to put it inside, you son of a bitch.
That's on me. I'll take that one. That was rude.
I mean, my house is like, I don't even want to like compare houses because I got like a garage that my Jeep probably doesn't fit into. I got like, you know, a bedroom that has like the roof, so I can't even like fit inside of it. It's going to just be a really crappy house compared to your house. We'll just come out and say it.
Yeah, but there's a lot of things that are up here that are really cool too that you can't get in Texas. Like,
here we go.
We can't shovel snow. Like, we don't have the opportunity to do that. Like, I don't get the opportunity to really know my surroundings because I'm not sitting in traffic for 45 minutes to go a mile and a half.
If you think about it
that way, it's not that great.
Lucky me, I get to pay like a ton of taxes every year too.
Yeah,
we don't get to do that.
Yeah, we don't. Like, when people talk about that, like during like the political process, and they're like, taxes are high. I'm like, I really wish I could identify with their struggle.
Right. You wish you could be involved in those conversations, right?
Because you want to empathize. Debates. Yeah, you want to empathize. Like, we don't have income taxes in Texas, so.
This went from the house episode to the fuck chaps episode real quick.
Yo, I never actually thought about that. I always thought about it in terms of sports when you hear that athletes are going to sign in Texas because there's no income tax. I never really thought about it as, like, a regular person. Like, you just don't pay taxes, state.
Yeah.
That's just, like, just like, wait, what?
I mean, we have, like, land taxes.
Okay.
So, like, normally, like, for example, my mortgage would be, like, $1,200 if I didn't have to pay the income taxes for the land tax, which I don't because of my veteran status.
Hey! I can't knock you for that one.
Yeah,
you earned that one,
yeah.
So.
I would have, like, cut all my fingers off to avoid going to war.
That's a huge thing.
I can't get you on that.
Like, about houses, that's a huge thing because you look at the price of the house of what you're going to pay, and you're like, oh, okay. But then you realize how much your interest rate is going to increase it and how much the taxes are going to increase it.
All these words that you heard from your parents and adults all the time, interest rates, taxes.
You're cruising around on Zillow and they're showing you the estimate and you're like, that's not that
bad. I could do that.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, $2,000, I can do that. And then they're like, well, you got to add your interest on it and then that doesn't include taxes and you're just like,
dude, the taxes are worse than the house. Around here, at least. Yeah. It's crazy. It is a serious, we always talk about like, I feel like when you move in with a girl, you're like, man, this is like tough to adjust to. And then people who are married are like, wait until you get married. People who have kids are like, wait until you have kids. The homeowner process is one of those things where it's like, you are definitely an adult now. That smacks you right in the face.
And being a parent, too, you have to look at schools.
So you're
looking at, you're like, you find this house and you're like, man, this area looks good. It's good for me. Like, there's restaurants in the area.
Right. There's bars.
Like, yeah. I can hang out here. Like, this would be awesome. Like, walking to shopping, that would be cool. But then you realize this is a level one school. And yep. I can't put my kid in there. Do I want to go to private school? Like, what do you have to do there?
I mean, it's 100% a trade-off around here, at least. It's either you pay a ton of taxes or you are going to end up paying tuition of some sort for a private school. So either way, you're screwed. So, like, right, you know, if you're right on the border of a town, you don't get access to the good schools, but you're paying less taxes. Oh, that's good until they're school age, which is kind of where I'm at. It's like,
That's where you're screwed. That's where the real estate agent really comes in, is when she can find that little sweet spot where it's like, you're technically in this school district, but you're paying these taxes, or, you know. I went back to where I live back. I'm back where I grew up now. That's where we bought our house in the same town.
Like the Arctic Circle, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In Winterfell, as some people who follow the hit show Game of Thrones know. And, like, it's so money for us because, like, I know the schools are good. This is it. I don't even know if the schools are good. I know I didn't get screwed up through them. So,
there you go.
You know, like, we're at least have a decent baseline here. But that's a huge thing, because so many times you look at the house and it's like, you're like, there's something. There's always something, you know, it's too good to be true.
There's always a catch. There's always a catch.
Yeah, because we were looking at a place in Jacksonville. It was like right on the river, and it was like an older home in this area called Riverside that's really exploding and like really awesome. I was like, man, this house is great. It's got a big yard. It's got a pool. It's close to the river. We can walk down there and, like, do picnics. Like, all these delusions of grandeur of how good of a dad you're going to be and have, like, your kids doing all this stuff. But in reality, you're watching football on Saturday and not spending time with your family. And getting yelled at about it. Can you get off your phone, please? And
oh, my God. I hear that more than I hear anything in the world these days.
So the house was beautiful. Like, an old colonial-style house. Like, just really, really nice. And then you look up the schools and you're like, I'm pretty sure every time you walk in, Coolio is going to start singing the theme from Gangster's Paradise.
Like, do they need to walk through a metal detector? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's where, you know, you truly start. That's where dad mode kicks in, where you're like, you got to think about a couple years down the road, like maybe 10 years down the road, like the next school, the one they're going to graduate,
like,
to.
Elementary school is good here. Middle school is here. High school is shit. So
right.
Like, how long are we going to be here?
Yeah, I mean,
everybody thinks. Did you guys think this too? I didn't realize it, but I did it. When you buy your house, you have this thought, like, well, now we have our forever home.
Yeah, sure, bud.
And you're just like, that's not going to
work. That is not the case,
man. And when my wife first mentioned that she wanted to move, I was like, Mr. Crab meme. I was like, look at this house, and we have to pack this stuff.
Yeah,
like,
that is also the moving in and out is worse than the whole purchasing process. Chaps, I am not in my house yet. And the other day, my wife was like, I think this house is too small already. And I was like, what the fuck?
And you've been on this process for like 6 months, right?
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, you know, it's not like a big place, but it was kind of like the best we could do. And if the family does continue to grow, it'll be, you know, it's not going to be spacious. We're not going to be putting bounce houses in the fucking attic. But I was like, already? We just closed. It's 15 minutes ago.
Like, we're already, like, when we moved in, we're already juggling. We're like, all right, well, Sienna, we have our bedroom, then another bedroom, and then a third bedroom where she is now, which is, like, clearly the smallest. It's like,
right,
whoever gets that bedroom is getting the short end of the
bad
stick.
One, yeah.
But then there's also a bedroom in the basement, right? It's like a finished basement. And it's like, no girl is going down in the basement having easy access in and out of the house.
Hell,
you know what
no.
I mean? So, like, now we need to have a boy. There's like a lot of stuff piling onto us right now. And we just had moved in the house and all this stuff was going on in our minds.
I made the ridiculous mistake. I can't believe this was even running through my brain. So now we got a couple bedrooms and I was kind of like, oh, this one maybe could be like a podcast studio office. So maybe I don't have to like go in and I can record from home. And she was like, absolutely not. Like, that's the guest room for, you know, our parents, and this is going to be baby one, baby two, and baby. I was like, oh yeah. Why did I ever think something was going to be for me?
And
what
if,
an idiot!
If you happen to just mistakenly leave a microphone in there, they'll be like, "What is that microphone doing?" Like, they will pick that out. They'll snipe it from across the room downstairs.
Get your shit out of there.
What's the microphone doing in the guest room right now, Kevin? You know that's not your podcast room.
Out of all the rooms in the house, though, I think we can all agree, no matter where you live, the most important room in the house is the TV room.
Yeah.
Chaps has three of those.
Right.
Most of us have one of those, maybe two. Chaps has like seven of them. The big room, the small room, the bigger room, the biggest room. But the place that you can plop your kids down, throw them in front of a TV, pop on a movie or some television, and get, I don't know, a few moments of peace and quiet to yourself while you hop in your other room and watch some football, is that's the most important room in your house.
And that's why the move to people wanting an open floor plan makes so much sense. Because before, whenever you had like a galley-style kitchen that was closed off and you can't see your kids, how did you do that? Like, what did... Because I
have eyes on at all times.
I hate it when my children are in the kitchen if I'm cooking. Hate it. That I will be like, get your dumb asses out of here right now. And my little one, she's always like hanging out, and that's when she wants to hug me the most. I'm like, this cast iron skillet will literally burn your face off.
I'm trying to grind up shrimp shells here, all right? Leave me alone.
There's shrimp guts everywhere. It's a battle zone. Get out of here.
Santa's just, they really do love hugging you more when you cook. That's a very good point. I never even thought about that.
Yeah, because they know that you don't want to. Like, if your children are so astute at knowing this isn't what he wants right now,
I'm going to do it.
Hey, McCartney, can you stop kicking my seat while I drive?
Oh. Double kick. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you guys mean. Like, Shay will really snuggle up to me when I'm on Seamless. She just, like, she kind of snuzzles in while I'm typing in my delivery address. I know exactly what you guys mean. Yeah.
Fuck you, Kevin. How does that sound?
So this is actually going to be more of a Chaps and Clem show here, because your kids are at the point where you really can just throw them in front of the screen and be like, watch this dumbass shit while daddy goes and has some bourbon.
Right.
So today you guys are going to be running through some of your favorite and least favorite shows, theme songs, and all that kind of stuff, right? Before we do that, just so I could chime in here, this is what currently haunts my dreams as far as music.
Welcome to our learning farm. We have lots to show you.
This little walker thing. Fuck your learning farm. I don't want to see any of that shit. Anybody out there who's got their baby walking around with the VTech walker thing, fuck the learning farm and fuck those farm animals.
Immediately when a toy gets to my house and if it makes noise, I take the batteries out. Immediately.
Why do they even, it's like the same thing with dog toys. Why do they make them squeak?
Yes.
Why do they put them, like the fuzz inside of it that they know they're going to pull
out? We have a no squeak rule. Actually, my dog is not allowed to bite or chew on anything. Period. Ever.
It sucks being Chaps' dog.
Yeah.
I hate
my dog's got a terrible life.
I hate the guy to do this again. Kind of love that song.
Welcome to our learning farm?
Oh, this is why, though.
Oh, my God.
It reminds me of the early days. That's a flashback
you
now. That's out of our mind,
dude,
out of our house.
You're a sentimental asshole. That's what you are.
Welcome to our learning farm. We have much to show you.
Clem looks so happy right now. He's like damn near giddy. He really loves it.
I think he walks around with that walker just singing. Sienna's like watching TV like, Dad, what are you doing, you loser?
Fifth.
So that's the extent of, I have a couple, you know, there's a few electronic toys floating around. And we watch The Lion King a lot on YouTube, just like the sing-alongs. But I'm not at that point. I don't have that luxury of plopping them in front of the TV. I don't know about you. Every time I put on a new outfit, I think I look fresh and good. I pick up Shay. She wipes some snot on my shoulder. She spits up on me, and my new outfit's totally ruined. So I need a lot of options to put on new clothes when I want to go out and look good. That's why I'm a member of 5-4 Club. If you're a member of 5-4 Club, they're going to send you a package every month or so with a few items of clothing. So that way, if your kid throws up on your clothes, if you need to change constantly or throw things out because they get ruined because your kid poops all over you, pees all over you, the 5-4 Club will keep a steady stream of replacement clothes coming in that are stylish, fashionable, and at an affordable price. Because right now, if you use my promo code to sign up, PODFATHERS, you're going to get 40% off your first package. You're going to get that plus a pair of Mark McNary sunglasses value of just $75. So right now, 54club.com, spell it out, FIVEFOUR club.com. Use the promo code PODFATHERS. You get 40% off your first package, get the free sunglasses, and stay looking fresh even if your kid ruins all your clothes. So you guys, for every kid out there who's of age to become a mindless video idiot, talk to those people.
So there's a few stages that goes on with kid shows. So you have your kid shows that are like brand new babies, that are like your Barneys and your things like that. But then they get to... Oh, then you... that was a clue of what we're going to. So oh God, even just hearing it, the first couple of notes just
got to you.
Yeah, I feel like this is my safe space in New York. I shouldn't have to hear those songs. Like you can get away from it.
Yeah,
for
that's
like four
a, it
or five
is,
days.
It is a funny dynamic that whenever we're talking to Chaps, he's on like vacation mode. Like I'm not even thinking about my kids right now.
Yeah. This guy was dabbing with the devils last night while his wife was like probably taking care of two goddamn kids by herself.
Oh, so that's a good point. My daughter had her French horn Christmas play thing last night.
Oh, and you dodged a bullet.
No, she like.
Oh, don't tell me you wanted to go
sappy,
to the French horn.
No, listen.
Yeah, sappy
listen,
chappy pappy over here.
Listen, so we were going. I was getting ready to go, and she was like, "Hey, Dad, I think this is the first major thing in my life that you've missed."
Oh, she played that guilt card.
Unfair.
Dude, that is foul. Unfair.
That's like a liver shot.
Yo, I would have looked her in the eyes and be like, "Fuck you. You're not allowed to do that.
Said,
you're not allowed to do that."
That's what I said. I was like, "Oh, you're 11 and this is my first one missed." I'm like, "You're welcome."
Seriously.
I mean, besides the year and a half I was gone, but
but that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Yo, like, if you don't remember, it's not a thing. Like,
oh, that's certainly a rule, by the way. Like, anything that happened before you were like five does not count.
Doesn't count.
That is a tough card to play. And also, you should be like, you probably suck at the French horn anyway. I'm not missing much.
So we have like the different stages of shows that make you want to kill yourself. And when you discover a new show that your toddler likes, it is heaven because they are going to be entranced, not going to move at all. They are going to be locked in on that show.
And you're praying the theme song is good, too. You're like, please don't suck as a theme song.
Oh, if it's not a good theme song, we
it's
don't
out.
Start it.
It's, yeah.
We start the show and we're like,
do you like screen
nope.
it? Do you play it first? Like,
oh,
okay,
dude,
we can handle that.
You
now you can watch it.
If you don't do it, if you don't pre-screen the show, you're an idiot.
Okay.
Because
this is good
have,
for me to know. I got to learn these things.
You can have one show that is going to be great. You have to at least pass it because you know you're going to hear that theme song for at least a month straight. Like, that's usually how long they'll be locked in on a show. So you listen to it the first couple times, and you don't mind the theme song. But after a while,
just
like when
you.
That – so we'll go with my first one first. Peppa Pig.
Pig. This is my little brother George. This is Mummy Pig. And this is Daddy Pig.
So the first time you hear that,
I was going to say, I like that. It sounded cute.
Yeah.
It was the funny snorting.
So
I could be down with that.
So the first time you hear it, you think, this is not that bad. This is kind of cute. It's a little British pig. Yeah,
right,
like,
right.
She can
this
do
my
it.
My brother
like,
George.
Oh, and we do it all the time, and then they eventually fall down, and they kick their little pig legs. Not bad, right, Clem?
Let me tell you, chaps. I fucking killed Peppa Pig before she even had a chance to infiltrate our house.
Oh, really?
Because
wow.
I did my recon, and these... Kevin, let me tell you a little thing about Peppa Pig here.
Okay.
That little... They say that every time before they speak, they do their animal sounds.
Oh.
So they oink before every goddamn phrase.
And you allowed this in your house, chaps? You're crazy.
Like it's
I liked it. I'm a bit... If it has a British accent, I'll usually watch it. Yeah.
Well, I will say I would not... I don't want all that constant oinking unless it's what mesmerizes my kid. As much as I don't want an annoying theme song
cute.
Or whatever, it's... You know, the bottom line is getting them
McCartney
to be...
walking around doing the Peppa Pig voice was adorable.
Yeah, it sounds like Clem would, like, kick her
in
the face.
And that one sprung into one of our Halloween costumes. We were all the Peppa Pig family.
Oh, look at that. Chaps is like king Halloween, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it is like everything in the world basically leads up to October 31st.
I already got
so.
In my notes on my iPhone right now, notes for next year's Halloween.
Like, sick.
That is so smart. I always say this. You think of the best costumes on Halloween. You're like, I should have been this, this, and this. And you just got to write
always,
it down.
It's always November 1st.
That's how
right?
I came up with my pee costume, where I was pee one year.
You were just pee?
Yeah, we went to a Yeah, I like painted my entire body yellow and wore vinegar as like cologne.
Oh, you are. My God. I told you, King Halloween, he takes it to the next level, man.
Like, my friends came over, they're like, what are you? I was like, I'm pee, dude. And they're like, like, you're piss? And I was like, yep.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Me.
So, Chaps is down with Peppa Pig. Clem, clearly not. What's one of your favorite?
And we're going from worst or best to your most hated.
Hated. So what's one you're down with, Clem?
Okay, so my number one, this is my dude. This guy, this is the thing about these songs, too. The minute they come on, it's like dopamine just goes in your brain because it's like the kids
it's gonna be quiet.
Is now
yeah.
going to be quiet for dopamine. 25 to 30 minutes, depending on the commercials. And if you ever find the hour-long specials without commercials, your money. my boy, mentioned last show, Daniel Tiger.
Yo, I hear about Daniel Tiger all the time from Clem. It's like his best friend.
My best friend. He's my best friend.
Yo, you should see Clem right now. His eyes are rolling back in his head. That dope is hitting.
Wait for the drop. When the beat drops.
Yo, but he just jacked Mr. Rogers, really.
Not so fast, yeah. I wanted to get the right along. Not so fast, my friend. Let me tell you a little thing about my boy, Daniel Tiger. I had heard all the things.
A little ride-along, so dope.
So dope. That boy is so hot, man. Daniel's so hot in the streets right now. I fucking love him.
Daniel Tiger! Yeah. I mean, Daniel Tiger could be like a rapper name, by the way.
Probably Black Daniel Tiger with BLAC. Yeah. You know what I mean? That would be Black Daniel Tiger. So we had heard Peppa Pig. We had heard, you know, all our friends had told us different shows, and they told us Daniel Tiger. Who the hell is this Daniel Tiger we keep hearing about? Daniel Tiger. Remember in Mr. Rogers when they had the little trolley and then they go to the puppet land?
Yep.
All those puppets have kids, and Daniel's one of their kids, and they all got kids, and that's why it's Mr. Rogers. It's the Mr. Rogers fucking foundation runs it.
Yo, this is Mr. Rogers' second generation.
Yep.
Yo, but why are they animals? So it's all the puppets have
kids. All the puppets have kids. So, like, you remember the Queen? They even have a kid, Prince Wednesday, who's a little bitch. Fuck that kid. But anyway, Daniel Tiger, good people, man.
Yo,
people.
I feel like, once again, Clem is probably watching the show more than his kid. All these things, Clem is getting a little too involved. Like, the Sienna's like, I don't really like Daniel Tiger, but my dad watches it a lot.
Her second birthday was just Daniel Tiger. And, like, when she's like, we'll go, like, what do you want? And we're like, you want Daniel? She go, no. I'm like, God damn it. She teaches you lessons. She teaches you lessons.
Chaps, what do you got as what's second behind Peppa Pig?
All right, second one is going to be PJ Mask.
PJ Mask. Buckle up for the best ride of your life with PJ Masks. This looks kind of dope. It's like a superhero.
Yeah, my daughter loves superheroes. So when you're first hearing it, you're like, this is kind of dope. Yeah, like, this is a good one. But the thing about it is, even though it's a really good song, you cannot get PJ Masks theme out of your head. And that's a theme with a lot of these.
PJ Masks, you're the PJ Masks, you're the PJ Masks.
And so you're sitting there driving, like, I'm going through getting, like, a breakfast taco in the morning. I'm like, PJ Masks. Like, in my own head, I'm like, God! Like, I hate this.
I feel like that's one of those things that, like,
and McCartney would be like, Daddy, put the superhero show on.
I think that's one of those things where, like, you can, like, other dads, like, would hear you humming, like, PJ, man. And they'd be like, yeah, man. Yeah. Like, I remember, not TV related, but for the first, like, 3 or 4 months, every time I stood still, I was just rocking back and forth. I'd be waiting in line at the deli. I'd be standing at a bar because I was just constantly used to rocking Shay.
Looking like Bobby Cox.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like shaking and rocking back and forth.
Oh, Leo Mazzoni face ass.
Leo Mazzoni face ass.
I was like Ray Charles at the piano, just like back and forth. And I feel like if anybody, like any other dad saw me, they'd be like, respect, man. I know where you're at. Same thing, PJ Mask. Is the PJ Mask? You're like, yeah, I know.
Yo,
I know.
She's still taking breast milk? Yeah.
Yeah,
man,
yeah. Exactly.
It's just a glance you just give each other.
Right.
Now, that song sounds like a show that is like extreme graphics are going on the screen and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty. Like, I feel like as kids, I was Flintstones, you know, growing up, I guess, like X-Men cartoon, I guess, was like a big deal.
I was
Bobby's
a big
World.
WCW pro guy, big wrestling guy.
Really?
Never watched cartoons.
I don't remember that. Oh, okay.
Never watched cartoons, only watched wrestling.
This explains a lot.
WCW, that's the dirty right there,
yeah. I used to fuck up my stuffed animals, too. I had this one, My Buddy.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
I would lay the smackdown, like suplex from the top rope, breaking beds, didn't care, man. Like, I was bringing the heat.
I always wondered as a kid, who watches WC? Because you were a WWF guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I think that's a Northeast thing. I think down in the South, it's probably like they own that
WCW?
Shit.
WCW? Yo, WCW was trash.
Oh,
trash wrestlers. Trash. Chaps out. That's
it. Go get your mansion,
yeah,
fucking
go ahead.
WCW
go
boy.
Go watch WCW and your Texas mansion,
WCW.
Loser.
There was nobody in the WWF that can match up with Sting or
there was
Flair.
Nobody in the arena. They always went to like 35 person arenas, and I was like, "What is this?"
I watched
garbage?
The Jaguars. You know, I don't have a problem with nobody in their arena.
You know what the worst part was? The ropes at WCW didn't have any give to them.
Yeah, nothing.
It was like everything. The wrestlers.
Well,
because
Ric Flair had to
stunk.
Get thrown into it. Go over
Flip
the turnbuckle. Go in. Get clotheslined. Roll under, and then somehow end up with somebody in the figure four leg lock.
He always found a way.
I had another toy that we got from Ireland that was this leprechaun dude named Tall Man. I think Tall Man's probably still beat down. Like, I probably paralyzed him. Old Chris Reeves-looking thing.
What's your PJ mask? What's your next on the list?
Now, this one isn't too – so, obviously – if we're watching Daniel Tiger, we're on the same network, we're doing Sesame Street. It's not Sesame Street, though, because while Sesame Street was a staple in the Clem household from basically day one, the first show she ever fell in love with, once Elmo's World drops, you know it's going good, man. Hey, Elmo was her dude from day one. I never understood the Tickle Me Elmo craze when we were kids. It now makes perfect sense.
Oh, my God.
Yo, this would drive me fucking bananas.
Love it.
But there's some. We'll write a blog. I'll write a blog about it. There's this Elmo Goodnight song, like it's like where they have a bunch of celebrities on, and it is the greatest.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Kid skit ever, and I watch it and I would die laughing. And not even like, oh, this is cute for a funny show or for a kid show. Like, this is good for anything. This could be a skit on Saturday Night Live. Like, I love it.
It's like when you watch the Pixar movies and you're like, I love this more than my kid does, and they love it. It's a 10 out of 10 in their eyes, right?
Yeah.
Yo, Elmo's like, Elmo's been in the game for a minute. Elmo's been doing this for decades, dude.
But Elmo wasn't big when we were kids, right? I feel like he wasn't even a thing.
I feel like that's one of the more outrageous things I've ever heard. That Elmo wasn't big when we were kids.
Right. I mean, I feel like Elmo's been around since like the
50s. His laugh is fucking infectious. When he kicks his head back real far and he
That was bizarrely good.
That was really good.
Yo, that wasn't.
I heard it in my headphones. That was
like,
good.
For those listening, that was not like an audio drop. That was not a radio bite. That was Chaps. You got to try it again. That is bizarrely good. Yo, you're set that up. You knew. Oh, look at that. I could do a perfect Elmo impression. You knew you could do that.
Hey, Clem, you throw Elmo on your list?
Dude, I know what you're saying. The Tickle Me Elmo shit blew up, but like, Elmo's been around. He's been around since the 70s.
I don't remember. I remember Grover. Elmo was like,
remembering
eighth man
Grover
off the bench.
And not remembering Elmo is
Grover.
Ridiculous.
Bitch ass Grover.
Yo,
Bert fuck out of here, Grover.
Bert and Ernie are claymation now.
Don't
That's
take
to
it
tell
too
you
far,
what the
Kevin.
Things have changed. They're claymation. They don't even have puppets no more. I don't know if it's because they hold the whole gay rumors and all stuff, but they got him on the claymation tip now. Big Bird's basically not even there. Remember when Juwan Howard was like the last man on the Heat that year? That's what Big Bird's
That really shows where we're at with a society. When Bert and Ernie have to make a statement about their relationship, just let them be. If they're gay, just let them be. You don't have to clarify Bert.
Clem's kicking them out of puppetry into claymation because they're gay.
You're
out of here.
They're out, man. I'm telling you. There is no way Elmo was even close. He wasn't in the starting lineup back when I was a kid.
Dude,
he wasn't in the starting five.
You have selective
memory.
Am I wrong on this?
I think so.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I think Big Bird.
I was never a Sesame.
I think the starting lineup has always been Big Bird, Elmo, and
Oscar.
Yeah. Oscar
yeah. Grover's
a
fucking loser.
Cookie Monster. Keep putting Sesame people in your face right now. I will say this though. I love Elmo. He's my guy. Mr. Noodle. Take a long walk off a short
Mr.
pier.
Mr. Noodle is a creepy fuck.
He's the worst.
Who's Mr. Noodle? Is that Sesame Street?
He's Elmo's like boy who's like this real human.
I never really
and
fucked
Mr. Noodle's
with
brother
Sesame
too.
Street.
Mr. Brother's Mr. Noodle.
And is it Noodle or Noodle?
That's a fire line though. When they have Mr. Noodle on and they're like, let's meet Mr. Noodle's brother, Mr. Noodle.
Yeah,
like that's a
it's a mindfuck.
Key great name.
Yo, and he was on Law and Order once and it screwed everything up. Like, my buddy saw the actor on Law & Order, and it screwed his brain completely.
Mr. Noodle. Mr. Noodle should be on Law & Order SVU because he's a creepy guy.
Oh, he's absolutely a pedophile.
Yeah.
I don't really fuck with the whole PBS thing, to be honest. I was never a PBS kid. Sesame Street never really was, like, my scene.
But what about Mr. Rogers?
Kinda.
See, the thing is, I never liked it either as a kid. Once I grew out of it, I was like, that's the nerd channel. Mm-hmm, I don't want to go near the nerd channel. Mm-hmm. That's why all these Arthur memes, I was like, Arthur was a nerd show too.
I mean, can we just say
Arthur
this? I know a lot of
fire theme song.
A lot of people don't want to admit it. Mr. Rogers is a pussy.
I would gladly admit that. That's another dude who's like, you like hanging out with the kids a little too much there, Mr.
Right.
Rogers.
I guess I'm going to have to fight both of you now. Daniel's grandpa in my mind
also,
right there you're talking
also
about.
Mr. Rogers, that fucking lame cardigan swag. All those cardigans stunk.
Yeah, they were pretty bad. I mean, I'd wear them probably.
Yeah, I mean, I have a bunch of cardigans.
Yeah,
but
me too. Let's take that. let's roll back. We'll edit that.
We're going to cut that. We're going to cut that.
So then my next one, this one gets stuck in my head all the time now, and my daughter loves it, Shimmer and Shine.
Oops, that's a little Einstein.
Oh, shit.
Little spoiler alert, yeah.
Nice to see, you know, the whole Japanese, you know, feeling has made its way, the vibe.
This is terrible, Chaps.
It's Pokemon shit.
This is terrible.
See, we started off because we have the little PBS Kids or whatever it is. I think it's on Nick Jr. On the iPad, we have the app, yeah, and McCartney will watch it, and she can, like, go through her little shows and pick out which one she wants. So she liked that, and she started asking for it, and I put it on. My wife has put the kibosh on Shimmer. She's like, not only is this, she's like, this is kind of sexist bullshit. They're either pink or they're purple, and all it is about things looking pretty and wearing necklaces. Like, she has another show that she watches that's called Blaze and the Monster Machine. First ever Chaps official cartoon endorsement is for Blaze and the Monster Machine. Not even a paid advertisement. So what they do is they teach you. McCartney will come in when I'm doing something, and she'll be like, hey, Dad, velocity is what makes cars go. And I'll be like, that's true.
Like, I didn't even think I knew that.
Yeah, and so they, like, teach all these, like, science terms, like, with the cartoon. It's really cool. And Shimmer and Shine is the complete opposite. They're like, look at these necklaces. My necklace has...
Fuck that.
It has, like, lipstick inside of it, and it just basically
teaches...
They look
like a bunch of bootleg fucking Jasmines. That's what they look like.
I don't even know.
Yeah, like the Netflix... You know, Netflix didn't have the Disney contract, so they basically made, like... Pocahontas with like two H's. Like, it was that's basically
this is
what
some
this
knockoff
is.
Knockoff Jasmine shit. Yes, small hat. Clem, keep it moving. What do you got?
All right, so this one is it's the big fella. It's Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Again, we stick to the basics in our house.
But, a classic guy.
But Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, it's one
Mickey
of those
Mouse. Say,
I like how Clem's
announcing my clubhouse.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a lead up here. I should have told you to fast forward.
Let's go.
By the way, these next two are going to have, I think the YouTube I sent you, it's an hour long of the song on loop. Because I think people just like are like, shut my kid up and just put this shit on loop.
30 straight, yeah, this is 30 minutes of Mickey Mouse. It's tried and true.
Yep, they got the four. Yo, Disney has the four. Yep. This music. My next one.
It's the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Roll call. I like the roll call.
Fucking Donald.
Goofy.
We can all see Donald. It's a piece of shit, right?
Donald like beats Daisy, right? For sure.
Yeah.
Donald is the guy who has like a little bit too much to drink, and he comes home. He's like, where's my dinner? Whack.
He's basically like the duck version of Don Draper.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He's still living in that Mad Men life where he's dying. He's like, I don't even wear fucking pants. That's how I roll.
And you know, Minnie always pulls Mickey aside. Like, can we just? She's like, but I grew up with Donald. Yeah. Like, he's been my friend from. It's like Mikey McD and Worm. You know what I mean? It's like he was there for me at my lowest. You know, back when I was basically Steamboat Willie.
Yeah,
so,
he's Turtle.
He's Turtle. Hey, babe. Donald needs like a couch to crash on for a couple nights. Absolutely not, Mickey. Absolutely not. I told you, no more Donald. No more Donald in the house. He can't be around the kids.
Sooner or later, we're shooting between Donald and Daisy, and I'm choosing Daisy. And if you want some of this mouse ass, you're coming with me. That's how it's gonna work.
All right. Yeah, so my next one, keeping it going, Little Einstein.
I've heard this song before.
I've heard about Little Einsteins like it's magic. It is. They love it. Do you think that these people, I feel like the people who create these songs and these shows are like ill-intentioned. Like they sit around like, how can we hypnotize these children?
I think it's
good for us.
It's the same pattern. Like if you really listen to it, it's kind of like country music, where country music will do like GCD, tried and true. We're going to play the GCD chord, go on, and it's basically you can lay it over the top and it sounds exactly the same.
Is that like the thing with Don't Stop Believing where every song sounds
exactly like it? Yeah. The same it's base. Like there's a reason it like infects our brains. Like we're programmed to like this kind of stuff. So Little Einsteins is like, I feel like tried and true. Everybody goes that's a staple, right?
Yeah, it is for sure.
But this is one of your least like it's starting to wear on you.
No, I don't like it because it stays in your head all day. Like I don't care what she watches. Really, it's about the theme. Does the theme get stuck in my head?
And that's up there.
Oh, God.
Way up there.
You know what these theme guys are? They're like, you think in your head, oh, the guys who write these themes are just people who have kids, like Joey and Jesse from Full House. Remember, they had the jingles or whatever?
Yep.
No, it's like the people that make your food, they're not looking to make your food so it tastes good. They want you to keep eating. So it's all these scientists, and these guys are little scientists.
They're
That's
all
what they
like
are.
Drug dealers.
Yeah, they're drug
it's
dealers.
It's all just like get them addicted to the show, the food, the whatever.
And we're throwing our kids like, hey,
yeah,
shoot up,
oh,
man.
Absolutely.
Give me a half
Here
hour so I can go on Twitter.
Here, hit that rock. Go ahead.
What's your next one?
My next one goes hand in hand with the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, and it's the song at the end, the hot dog song, Hot Diggity Dog. I hated this song when it was my niece and nephew who would listen to it nonstop because they would just go crazy for it, and it gets this one is stuck in your head. But then again, when this comes on, it
oh,
means
I love this song.
When Mickey's over, you're like, well, now we got to find another thing to keep us occupied for the next half hour.
This, oh. I played this for Shay the other day. I'm getting into it. Not yet. But I was singing it. I was like, hot, no, hot, no.
And look at them all. They all got their own dances and everything. I do the goofy dance, and his hat's flopping around and everything.
This is. That one has got to be in your brain all day long.
And that's another hour loop right there. If you want to just like throw the kid to the side and just
Speaking of that, when the Peppa Pig theme song is like 18 seconds, I saw some psychopath made a 10-hour loop.
That's like 30,000 loops.
That's Guantanamo shit. They're like, tell us where the bombs
are.
It's
got to be like somebody that did that, but somebody made, you know, the little twinkle, twinkle, like Fisher House music, the twinkle, twinkle, little star? That person saved my life when my baby was little because she loved that song. We would have a little iPhone that was like not used anymore, like an iPhone 4 or something. Put that in her room and just play the 20-hour
nonstop,
like while she was sleeping, and she wouldn't wake up.
Dude, I have beautiful. a noise machine that plays. We used to just have like white noise, and then when we were doing the sleep training, for some fucking crazy reason, we turned it to a lullaby, and it does Rockabye Baby, and she slept that night. I don't think it's necessarily because of the music, but we ain't changing anything.
But you have to.
And it's just constantly.
Imagine the mental state of the person who's making that 20-hour video. What they went through to get to the point where you're like, you know what? I'm gonna do this for
this
20 hours.
This is how I choose to spend my time.
I want that fucking baby to sleep for 20 hours. I'm going to make a Fisher Price Twinkle Twinkle Little Star mix for 20 hours.
So, chaps, what is your last one that is just pure misery every time it comes on? You want to throw your head through the window.
So you guys know I don't like to be incendiary. Like, I don't like to be a guy that causes a lot of strife. But I will say this.
Debatable.
I will say this. Fuck bubble guppies and anybody who loves it.
Fuck bubble guppies.
This is the kid version. This is the kid song of Rihanna's work. Where it's
bubble.
The show is what? It's called what? Bubble Guppies, which is a fantastic name. Bubble Guppies is a good. It's just fun to say Bubble Guppies. Like, it's a good thing to say. But the creators of this show, they're like, what do we do a theme song? Well, what are the words? Bubble Guppies. Let's just say that fucking 800 times.
Times in a row.
Fuck Bubble Guppies. Anybody loves it, man. My kid will be like, let's watch Bubble Guppies. I'll be like, go to
fuck
bed.
Fuck you.
It's time to go to bed. It's 4:30. I don't give a fuck. Everybody go to bed. Take your sister with you. And the older one's like, what'd I do? You're 11. You should have taught her. Go your ass to bed.
Your wife gets home. Everyone's sleeping. She's like, oh, Bubble Guppies must have come on again. God damn it.
The whole house is quiet. Looks like a ghost town. I'm like rocking back in my chair. Now I'm Leo Mazzoni.
She's like, either Chaps tried to put together, he tried to assemble something, or Bubble Guppies came on. That's
Nobody
what happened in this house.
Nobody talked to me for a week after Bubble Guppies start playing.
And Clem, what's the one that grinds on your brain until you want to kill yourself?
So this one, I don't know who has Baby First. I know it's on DirecTV, Time Warner, the Dish Network. There's this... I don't even know how these shows work. This is when we started watching them, was when she was really young, and it's like we're just threw something on the TV. They have like these cycles, and there's this thing called like Meow Meow. And
yeah, it's some weird
you'll
Asian
hear the
shit.
Song, yeah. It's some weird Asian shit, and it's just claymation. These cats just running around and just walking around, and the song goes the entire episode.
this sounds like some weird Chinese shit that I can't be a part of.
But But you know what? Like your thing, grown back on me now because it reminds me of the good old days.
No. No. Clem, no.
I'm like a hostage. This is Helsinki syndrome going on right here.
This is terrible.
Nah, dude.
And they're getting into hijinks the entire time.
I am out on meow meow. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of clever that it's meow meow.
Yeah.
Like, that's their names. It's not like meowing. It's like
I
meow,
just figured
meow.
That out like 2 weeks ago. It's like the first time PFT figured out that part of my take was first take and everything.
And I think that that's our list. That's the completion of our list. But I think that we would be remiss, and I know for a fact we would get a million comments if we didn't say this together as a whole. And I think that you're going to agree, and I think, Kevin, you'll agree too, because I think you've been exposed to it as well by this point. Fuck Caillou. Caillou is a whiny Canadian little bitch. I'm against hitting toddlers. I would smoke Caillou in the fucking face, dude. Of your penis and you know what to do with it, you got to wash your hands. So Caillou complained to his mom, and his mom always, mom and dad, pussyfoot around the issue. About everything, and they think that Caillou has like a third voice in
the
house. And
this is the problem. You know, you give an inch, they take a mile. Caillou's probably the kid who, you know, he goes to elementary school and he's like microwaving cats, and then all of a sudden he's shooting up to school one day. You got to put your foot down.
Yeah.
Or Caillou doesn't know teeth, but he's having ass. It's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I believe in democracy. But the democracy of the parents, there's two votes. That's it. The child gets no vote.
No vote.
Caillou thinks that he has two votes. Because his parents let him do it.
Caillou's parents definitely didn't get him immunized either. He's going to die of polio, at least. Think of it that way. Glass
if they don't put his foot down, Caillou's going to be as bad as King Jamun.
This is how dictators are born, folks.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, these are the things that we put up with for our kids to keep them happy. And because of that, you know, we always have those sweet moments where you realize that it's all worth it. So today we wrap up, as we always wrap up, with another edition of Bedtime Stories. Clem DeClembe, give me a good bedtime story from you and Sienna.
So, we kind of talked about the music today and whatever, and when she was born in the hospital, I had gotten it's a bedtime story / I don't know, a product, I don't even know what it is, but it's definitely a bedtime story. We got, I know I'd send them to you, Kevin, you and your brother. Chaps, you don't need them anymore, but I could send them to you if you want them. There is like pop music, like popular songs or rock and roll. They like baby-fied them, so they're like lullabies, right?
No, Rockabye Baby.
Rockabye Baby, yes, exactly. Rockabye Baby cannot suggest, other than the Nose Frida, this is like number two on my list, is the Rockabye Baby.
Strong endorsement.
Yeah, because those first 6 months, you're losing your mind, you like are out of the loop, so at least you hear some of your music in baby form. It kind of brings you back for a little
bit. You're rapping along to the lyrics.
Yeah, exactly. So when my baby was born, Sienna, I think she's a day old in this one, 2 days old, I did a cute little sappy video where I taped her, as you can see a little sprout right there. And it's a little, it's Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are. It's the little chorus, too, playing. So.
You and your Bruno Mars.
Yeah, so this is it. I'll see. When I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change. All right, this is really long, but, you know, it was basically when I see your face, because I love you just the way you are. So that's my little sappy video that's always on my phone that, like, will never get deleted. So that's my little bedtime story.
You tune into it when you need, like, a moment of, like... Bring you back to neutral, right?
Yeah, after she, like, tried to, like, you know, eat poison, it's like, all right, I remember the good days when I loved you and you were, like, unable to move.
Japs, bedtime story?
So even though we had the sick episode last week, McCartney and I, like, bragged about my kids not ever getting sick because I'm a good dad.
Uh-huh.
McCartney got sick
this week. Oh, isn't that funny how it works?
She got, like, pre-sick. So, like, she didn't have a fever or anything like that, but she just wasn't feeling well. Because usually when she wakes up in the morning, she's like a mile a minute. Like, as soon as she wakes up, she is ready to go. It goes from dead sleep to, mom, like, screaming into the baby monitor, like, to come get her out. She wants to watch your show. So she, like, climbed into my bed, and she was just, like, hanging out. And she's like, Daddy, will you snuggle me some? Oh. And that's something that she never says. So that's how when I was like, somebody get the thermometer. Like,
call the ambulance.
Yeah,
Something's wrong.
I knew she was sick. And we just kind of lay there and watched TV. And I looked at her like a few days later after we were done. She came home from school and she said, am I going to go to Morelis or Hoffman, which is the elementary school? And my soul, like, crushed. I was like, fuck. She's about to start elementary school. Like, she's going to do it in a year. And I'm not going to have any more babies because I had a vasectomy. And so then I'm thinking that, hey, I'm like, come here. Like,
snuggle me.
You're not a kindergartner yet. Yeah. So yeah. It was one of those moments, you know, when you always hear your parents, like, they grow up too fast. That might have been my first, even though I've had kids for 11 years, like over 11 years, that might have been my first real they grow up too fast moment. But it was kind of sweet at the same time. Like, she was excited about the future, so.
My bedtime story for today, I guess we got our first official word where she's, like, knowing what she's doing. Shay understands goodbye now, and she is constantly waving and saying it, like, as soon as I, and she knows, like, when to do it. Like, she won't just, like, it's not like a parrot where she'll just repeat it. Like, when I pick her up from daycare, as soon as I scoop her up and we're leaving, she's just like, bye, bye, and she starts waving to everyone. And so that was already, like, a cool enough moment. And then so it was the one day where she's really doing it. She said goodbye to everybody at school. And then I ordered some dinner, and I was home, and I was home alone, so I answered the door with her in my arms, and she waved goodbye to the delivery man. She's like, bye, bye. And he was like, oh, goodbye. Like, thank you. And I was like, yeah, that's what's up. Like, you know how to talk now. You know,
you're
like
a little
when,
person.
Yeah, exactly. So that's that's this episode. We're going to get into Christmas time next week, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Christmas is upon us. There's a lot to talk about. Family time, presents, how to handle your kids at Christmas, birthdays that coincide with Christmas. A lot of things to get into. So tune in next week to the Podfathers. We're talking about Christmas time.